It's Jamilo from the Watson Brown Berets. Big ups to everybody listening to Freak Radio, Santa Cruz, the only radio station you should be listening to, damn it.
That is if you want any sense of actual news or fair coverage towards the issues that are really important.
Exactly.
Speaking of, I was just talking with compañera Jen a little bit ago about some of the walkouts that happened today here in Watsonville. You know, so this happened statewide, too. This isn't just a locally organized thing. This is apparently, there's headlines, 500 students walk out in Fresno. I'm not sure how many students walked out in Oakland. You know, maybe 800. The Sentinel's reporting about 800 to 1,000 students walked out in Watsonville. And down in L.A., the Los Angeles Unified School District itself said 25,000 students walked out of class today.
Yeah.
That's enormous. Out of a school district of a couple hundred thousand, I mean, that's a huge chunk of the student population to just walk out. And it, I think it goes to show the passion that people are starting to display about this particular piece of legislation.
Yeah, definitely, man, definitely. I was, first of all, I just want to say real quick that I'm on cell phone and driving back home, so
uh-oh.
If there's an interference or anything, I'll call back. But, yeah, I was in Watsonville, man. I was just at home, checking email, doing my thing, you know, and then my homegirl calls me and says, there's a bunch of students walking down in Watsonville. And I get up and I put my pants on and I say, let's go. So I went out to the streets and I was driving around trying to look for him. Well, lo and behold, man, a lot of students walking out in Watsonville, in the streets, man, just walking, you know, chanting, smiling. It was if the Sentinel says, the Senile says 800 to 1,000 students walked out of Watsonville, that is a misinformation right there, because it was closer to 4,000, 5,000 students walking in the streets of Watsonville, man. And I know that because last Saturday, the Watsonville Brown Berets, as well as other organizations, organized the marches in Watsonville for the same issue. We had 2,000. The official numbers of the police were 2,000 people, but we have closer to 2,500 people walking on the streets of Watsonville.
Right.
And the crowd today was probably twice as big.
And it was all students and young people. I mean,
it was all students and young people, man.
Did you see
that?
Much?
Was the most beautiful thing of it.
How did this get organized? I mean, where did this come from? I it was totally off the radar for myself. I mean.
Yeah, I have no idea, man. I have no idea. That just goes to tell you that when people want to organize, they'll find a way to organize, man. We are, Sandino, you know, the Brown Berets, our organizers, are really involved with the community. We didn't know about this. We did not know about this. And for it to be the magnet that it was today, where close to 5,000 students were marching in the streets, I mean, that was really low key, man. People just kept it on the down low, and they did their thing. They hit their contacts, you know, their networks, and they did it, man. And I couldn't be prouder of the youth of Watsonville today.
That's really awesome, man. So we heard something about they were the students essentially had a rally, and then after the rally, the police ordered a dispersal and go back to school. And then students who didn't were apparently herded into buses. Did you see any of this? I mean, we got reports of students being beaten by police.
I didn't see anybody get beaten, but I did see students get riled up into the buses, which took them back to their schools, which is total bullshit, because how are you going to know where a student is from, either Watsonville High or PV High? My brother's girlfriend, who actually attends the continuation high school, was put into a bus and taken into PV High, and she was questioned. They took all of her information down, her name, her address, her phone number, and they were taking pictures of all the students, and they told her that she was going to get cited.
Sounds ridiculous. I mean,
it's ridiculous. How are they going to cite a group of students?
Thousands of them?
Exactly. And not cite anybody else. I mean, that's it's ridiculous. I really don't think that they're gonna move forward and cite them, but if they do, I think they should be ready for some legal action.
Yeah, no, that is really over the top, just to think. I mean, here are young people trying to express themselves in a nonviolent and democratic manner, and, you know, supposedly we live in this free country and we have these rights. You know, they teach us to them in high school so that we don't rise up later on and realize, wait, we don't have all these rights. And then yet, here's a beautiful example of students trying to exercise them and essentially being repressed.
Yep, that's exactly what happened, man. And
did you see any violence on the students' parts? Because the Sentinel's trying to claim that students were throwing bottles and fists. That's a quote.
Yeah, dude. Unfortunately, there were a few heads who decided that they were going to fight against each other. And, you know, there were a few students who I'm not sure. I don't know them. But I think they're involved with gangs, and they started fighting. But it was just... there were just a few scuffles, nothing serious. They did throw bottles at one point, but it was nothing serious, man. If the Sentinel is focusing on that, then, you know, we know what the Sentinel is trying to do then. You know, they're trying to minimize the power of this largely peaceful action, and they're trying to focus on this one or two, you know, scuffles between students and claiming that's what happened throughout the whole march.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't surprise me because the Sentinel does have a long history of, you know, essentially racist, justifying and protecting racist actions by the state and the police. And, I mean, just recently there was an instance of, you know, at least 500 people marched in the streets of Santa Cruz, not this past Friday, but the Friday before that, Friday, March 15th. And yet the Sentinel did not report about this march on their online edition until 3 days after the march. You know, it happened Saturday. It should have been up Sunday. It wasn't. And then apparently Monday night it appeared.
Yeah, that's really shady.
If you depended on the Sentinel's online website, if that's how you got your news from the Sentinel, you wouldn't have even known that happened, despite the fact that it was a major headline on the print and paper edition of the paper.
Yeah. You know? Yeah, they're shady, man. They're shady. The Sentinel's shady. All media that relies on you know, conservative funds from different businesses, from, you know, corporations, they're all shady. They're all shady, and you should not rely 100% on them. For example, last Saturday, the 25th, there was a huge, almost, I'd say 2,500 people march in Watsonville, and sure, you know, the mainstream media reported on it, but they focus more on eight charges that they're dropping on, that they're putting on me. One organizer out of the whole, you know, people who organized this march, the whole media, the entire media are focusing more on the charges against me than on the protests, on the peaceful protests that happened in Watsonville, Santa Cruz, Monterey, all these places.
Right.
And we know what they're trying to do. What are they trying to do? They're trying to tell the people, look, if you organize, if you go out and march, this is what's going to happen to you. You're going to get eight counts against you. You're going to become a criminal. You're going to have to get a lawyer. You're going to have to stand up and fight for yourself. So what should you do to prevent this? Don't go out and march. Don't go out and you know, protest. Don't organize. Stay at your house. Watch TV. You know, do nothing. That's what they're trying to do. They're trying to scare people.
I don't doubt it. I mean, it seems very clear that, you know, with this attempt at slapping, you know, the Watsonville Brown Berets with the costs and charging yourself, that they're trying to send a message. And,
yeah.
You know, they said it themselves that, you know, people can't just do whatever they want. And, you know, essentially it sounds like they called you a scapegoat.
Yeah. That's basically it, man.
Ridiculous, man. Well, I'm really glad you were out there organizing. And at the very least, you remain free. You know, we got your back, homie. How can people support your cause or get involved, help organize, and you know?
Well, first of all, you know, you should have been, if you weren't walking out you know, marching in the street should have been. This is more than me, the counts against me, the charges against me. It's more than the Brown Berets. It's a whole movement, man. But if you are down to back Brown Berets up, if you are down to back a humble person, you know, me up, you know, you can go to brownberets.info. We're going to try to get some information up pretty soon on how you can help us out. You can call the captain, Manny Solano. You can email him and say, yo, you know, I think it's unfair that you're charging this person and this organization with a march